We're talking today with Veronica Jacoby, who is a candidate for the county supervisor in the 5th District. And Veronica, you bring to this your experience as a Santa Rosa City Council member. How do you think that would translate at the county level?
Well, I think it'll make it very easy to cooperate with the city and have a different, a more overview of the situation.
Well, how does it feel to be a candidate again?
Oh, it's exciting always.
What changed for you when Ernie Carpenter decided to join the race?
Well, I'm excited about that because it is difficult to... Well, the reason I'm in the race is the incumbent's votes. You know, it's the votes. That's what it comes down to. And when an incumbent has big money interests behind him, it's really hard to get that person out. So I'm really glad that Ernie has also entered the race because it makes it more probable that we'll get a better alternative.
Are there particular issues that are really front and center for you in this campaign?
The Dutra vote, the Sire vote, asphalt plants, and the gravel mining. I'm hoping those things will come back because people did create lawsuits, citizen lawsuits on those decisions. So I hope they will come back and we'll have a second chance to set things right. And the other thing, there are a number of things I'm doing differently, but I'm planning on giving half of my salary to local nonprofits as a supervisor because I know the needs in our community have really grown, and I want to share my salary in these difficult times. I also, my engineering skills, I think, are going to help, as usual, with creating better solutions and better alternatives.
This is a time when there's a great deal of emphasis on economic issues, and while the environmental concerns are front and center for you, I'm sure that's got to be part of the package.
Oh, totally. So I've developed a jobs and climate resiliency plan, and the wonderful thing about us solving our climate issues is that it involves creating clean energy, and that involves creating jobs. So basically, you know, shifting the way we do things, and also, you know, the smart train, all those things, and if we had more buses, that could create more jobs. All these things could be job creators. So if we do both at the same time, it's a win-win-win for everybody. It's a win for the future, it's a win for the current, and, you know, it'll get our economy going again. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we do need to change things, but it also is fortunate. You know, having an incentive to do things differently can make things better long term.
Now, the county's been struggling with budget shortfalls and pension issues, and those are front and center for a lot of folks. What's your approach to that?
Well, I was the first person who started talking about pensions. I have a plan to cap pensions at $100,000 and then, you know, look on whether they should be lower. Overall, I've gotten good feedback on that. The one representative for the county attorneys didn't want any cap at all for them. But other than that, there's been pretty good feedback thus far. So I think that would be a really good starting point. And I think, as always, when one starts, that's a really good thing.
Let's talk a little bit about law enforcement and the jail. There seems to be continual pressure to grow it, but that's an expensive process.
Right. Well, I'm totally in for upstream solutions. I was a foster mom, and I've seen how, you know, when people get into recovery, the ripple effects are just tremendous. And when they don't, you know, when there's recidivism for jail time and whatnot, it hurts everybody. So I'm very much for solving the problems upstream and reducing our jail population and our costs there.
Veronica Jacoby, a candidate for supervisor in the 5th District. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.